Take On Me, Aha. A very good morning to you. It is BBC Radio Wales. It is 8 minutes past nine. Hope you're well this morning. It appears you are in the public eye. Many people think it's perfectly fine to sit behind a smartphone or computer and send abuse. Well, the TV presenter Katie Price has simply had enough. She's calling on the UK government to adopt Harvey's Law, named after her son Harvey Price, to make online abuse a specific criminal offence, creating a register of offenders. So lines are open on this story for you to have your say this morning here on Radio Wales. Number to call is 03700 100 110. Do you think online abuse should be made a criminal offence? And maybe you are put off from going online because of the abuse you could experience. I know a lot of people in the public eye who get it every single day. The number to call is 03700 100 110. And let's talk to Yair Cohen, who's a social media lawyer from the Internet Law Centre. Yair, good morning to you. Good to have you. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Excellent.
How does it stand at the moment? Is there anything stopping somebody sitting in their bedroom sending a lot of hateful abuse to somebody within the public eye?
The law should be stopping them. We have got laws in place. The same laws that apply to offline activities also apply to online activities. I think that over the years, people have been made to think that there are two different societies. There is the online society and there's the offline society. Whereas the online society is completely unregulated. You can do whatever you want. There are no consequences for your actions. Whilst the offline society, you're pretty much heavily regulated. There's the police, there is the courts, there's everything else. And what we are starting to see now is a bit of a shift of in understanding that there aren't two societies. People are the same people, and what is happening to one online has affects that individual and their families and the children and the parents offline as well. So the laws are pretty much the same laws. We're talking about. Particularly the law of harassment. When one is being harassed online, the harassment is an ongoing thing. It is there 24/7. It is there all the time for everyone to see. It doesn't go away. It doesn't stop when you switch the computer off. So we will probably be looking at an offense of harassment being committed by people who just shout abuse at other people online.
So, yeah, you know, when you look at some of the newspapers, you see very often there are articles whereby members of parliament, politicians, television presenters, sports stars are being abused on a daily basis. Therefore, it begs the question whether social media companies should be taking much more responsibility.
The approach by governments, especially during the Tony Blair era, when the internet just started to become more widely available, was that free speech was king, which means the Crown Prosecution Service was giving instructions to the police not to even investigate offences that are committed online that involved abuse and harassment. It was considered as something which might interfere with free speech, and it wasn't until very recently where members of parliament started to receive abuse themselves and experience that the strength of the harassment that suddenly there's been a shift in mindset and police is starting now to investigate because they are told that they have to do that.
So basically, if, for example, you switched on your phone in the morning and you were subject to some sort of abuse, what would you do? The first thing you'd have to do, surely, is go to the police.
It depends. It depends on the strength, it depends on the severity of it. But most people will go to the police. Unfortunately, the police is still not geared up to dealing with those sort of things. So the police will say, well, it's nothing we can do about it. It's happening online. Just go home. And it happens time and time again. And we sometimes have to send people 4, 5, 6 times back to the police station and say, no, you got to tell them that they have to investigate. The alternative is to take out a civil injunction. Because remember, harassment is both a civil wrongdoing and a criminal wrongdoing. So if the police isn't doing anything, the individual can either take a private prosecution, so they themselves can go to the magistrate's court and start a case against their abuser, or they can go to a civil court and obtain a civil injunction, which, of course, is very expensive.
Yair, good to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed. That is Yair Cohen speaking to us this